بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الاستئذان ثلاث فإن أذن لك وإلا فارجع. متفق عليه. حضرت أبو موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه سيد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned one should seek permission to enter three times. If you granted permission, well and good. Otherwise, you should return. So this is from the etiquettes of when a person is seeking permission to enter somebody's home after making salam, and he seeks permission to enter the person's home. So he will knock at the door. The maximum he is allowed to seek permission is three times. Sometimes the person is busy, he didn't hear the first time, so a person knocked on the door and he waits for somebody to reply, to come to the door. Nobody is responding. He knocks the second time and he waits. And then he knocks the third time. After he knocks at the door the third time, or he rang the bell, or he stood there waiting now for somebody to come. So three times he sought permission. After that, he should not keep on knocking at the person's door or seeking permission. He should return. He should go away. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah. This is the teaching of Rasulullah. Many times we go, and the person is not expecting us, and we keep on ringing the person's bell, we keep on knocking on the door, we bang on his door. It is not necessary for him to open the door. Perhaps he's busy, he's sleeping, he's not well. So three times is the maximum we are allowed to knock on the person's door and seek permission. If the person gives us permission, well and good, otherwise we should return. وعن سهر بن سعد رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما جعل الاستئذان من أجل البصر. متفق عليه. سهر بن سعد رضي الله عنه says رسول الله also mentioned seeking permission to enter the person's home, it was prescribed due to or on account of the eyes. In other words, many times the person goes to somebody's home, the door is open, and the person then peeps inside. Now, if you're going to peep inside, and you may perhaps see some person of the house there, maybe not dressed correctly, appropriately. They didn't expect somebody to come suddenly and stand by the door. So you might see some woman there, and this is not permissible. Therefore, Shariat has given such a thing as al-istidhan, seeking permission. So because the person inside the house may not have expected you to be there, it's a private area. So the public place, that in the public area is something else. But in the private area, you should seek permission, because you're going to enter there, you're going to stand there, you're going to look, and the people of the house, they're being busy, they're doing the household chores, and therefore you'll be intruding in the privacy. Hence Rasulullah SAW said, seek permission. Such a beautiful, simple sunnah of Rasulullah SAW. Alhamdulillah, when the people go for jamaat, and they go for gush, then in the part of the adab of the gush, All these things are mentioned, that we go, we stand on the one side of the house, of the door, and we should lower gaze, we shouldn't peep inside the home. One person will knock on the door, he'll seek permission, lowering his gaze, perhaps a woman comes out. All these things are part of our deen. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wan, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah, Allahumma bihamdika, nashadu wa ala